Valelulu! Sunt gasta voastră, Madame Fournier, și astăzi sunt atât de entuziasmată să vă fac cunoștință cu prima lectură în limba engleză. Un autor de origine americană pe nume Kit Lawrence Roman. The Mouse and the Cuckoo ne ilustrează în rime povestea unui șoricel galant care insistă să devină prieten cu o pasăre mecanică de lemn marcând timpul prin sunete care imită cântecul cucului. Inițial, autorul țintea către a scrie o poveste care să țină locul unui pod de înțelegere între copiii cu autism și părinții lor, dar autorul a sesizat instant că povestea șoricelului și a cucului mecanic transmitea un mesaj mult mai puternic. Atâția copii sunt captivi în așa zisa cochilie. Sunt copii cu autism, copii cu sindromul Down, paralizie cerebrală, precum și alte adversități. Și la fel ca și cucul nostru, fiecare copil are un cântec adâncit în suflet care merită ascultat și aplaudat. Cortina, vă rog! Once upon a moment past, there lived a little mouse, who every day climbed up a chain to reach a little house. For in that house there lived a friend, a tiny little bird, who never had too much to say, but wanted to be heard. The bird would pop right into view from two small wooden doors and speak out loud, "Cuckoo, cuckoo," then leave and say no more. As quickly as she sang her chime, she soon was in her house, and waiting for another time alone there sat the mouse. Every hour, on the hour, the little bird appeared, and every hour her friend the mouse would climb up to be near. The mouse would greet her with a smile as nicely as can be. "Might you stop and talk a while? Would you? Could you? Please?" But the cuckoo never stopped, just came and left his cheer. The mouse then thought the bird was deaf, the cuckoo could not hear. The mouse began to scream at her and wave his arms about. "Can't you understand me?" His voice became a shout. Never did the cuckoo once offer a reply. She said her quick cuckoo, cuckoo, and left without goodbye. Next, the mouse decided that the cuckoo must not care. Why else would she ignore me as if I wasn't there? Inside the cuckoo's heart, there lived a singing little bird, but she could only speak each day the same two little words. How could she ever find a way to let her dear mouse know? With all her heart, she longed to say how much she loved him so. As midnight neared, once more the mouse climbed up the copper chain. This time, he sat upon the roof to wait and try again. The midnight chime was longer and the cuckoo stayed outside. The mouse jumped down into the house in darkness there to hide. After 12 cuckoos, the door slammed closed and locked. The mouse and little bird were left alone inside the clock. "Finally a chance," he thought, "to tell her how I feel. Here in the dark alone, at last her heart she will reveal." The little mouse then chirped and squeaked, "I love you, dear cuckoo," and in the dark was sure he heard, "Dear mouse, I love you too." Cuckoo, cuckoo, her only words. Then and again she said, the little mouse took this to mean it's late and time for bed. So for that hour, from 12 to 1, the mouse and bird took rest. But all too soon, the time had come for one to leave the nest. "Cuckoo, cuckoo," the cuckoo said. "The time is 1 o'clock. Stand back, my dearest little mouse. The doors will now unlock." The doors were sprung. The cuckoo flew by force into the light, but fastened to the little stage, was drawn back to the night. Once again inside the clock, the cuckoo's words were clear. if only for an hour more, her voice the mouse could hear. "Cuckoo, cuckoo," the cuckoo said, "I want so to be free, but I am fastened to the clock. Won't you please help me?" At her feet, the cuckoo bird was shackled with a lock. Forever she would have to live inside the wooden clock. The mouse began to chew the chain around her feet, but brass and steel will never yield to mice with just their teeth. Through the night and through the dawn, the two of them were spoons. They talked and dreamed for hours away until the clock struck noon. Then the cuckoo bird did her dance and sang 12 cuckoos more. The little mouse then took his chance and scampered through the doors. "Cuckoo, cuckoo," the cuckoo said, "goodbye, my friend, goodbye." And as a single teardrop shed, her song became a sigh. Climbing down the chain, the mouse looked back to see his friend sadly singing out cuckoo for ears without an end. He called to her his truest love, and though she could not hear, he promised to himself and her and all that he held dear. "Dear cuckoo, hold still your heart, for I will set you free. One day soon I will return and bring with me a key." The cuckoo sang 1,000 chimes. A year had slowly passed, and after all the cuckoo's rhymes, the mouse return at last. His promise kept, the mouse returned to free her from her jail. He climbed the chain a final time, the key held by his tail. Into the lock he fit the key and set his dear friend free. Then pointing to the window said, "The world is yours to see. I'll miss your song, my dear cuckoo. I'll hear you in my dreams." "No, no," the cuckoo shook her head. "We two are now a team." "Cuckoo, cuckoo," the cuckoo said. "Together we will be. Climb upon my back, dear mouse, and fly away with me." Sunt sigură că povestea asta v-a mângâiat duios. Câtă inspirație se scurge din rimele autorului american. Haideți să fim darnici și să povestim și să repovestim drăguța întâmplare și altor oameni. Răspândind iubire și înțelegere, putem vindeca suflete. Micuților, astăzi închei aici și promit să revin vineri. Cufărul cu surprize e mereu pregătit. Până data viitoare, să rămâneți curioși. À la prochaine, les loulous!